This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Congressional leaders in the White House are still negotiating over raising or suspending the debt limit to keep the federal government from defaulting. One point of discussion, food stamps. Some congressional Republicans want older Americans to prove they work or are looking for work, at least part-time, to get those benefits. As Allie Budner reports, this debate over work requirements has a history.
Work requirements for federal food assistance aren't new. They were largely suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic and are phasing back in now. But generally, since the mid-90s, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, has had rules. Able-bodied adults under 50 have to work at least 20 hours a week if they don't have dependents. That would change under the GOP plan.
This basically just pushes the upper age limit to 56.
Matt Weidinger is a senior fellow at the think tank American Enterprise Institute. He backs this idea, in part on principle.
There's not large budget savings attached to this. It boils more down to the question of, should individuals be expected to do something in exchange for benefits?
But he says the budget savings would be helpful too. Plus, he says more older Americans working could help the labor shortage. Donna Ginther is an economics professor at the University of Kansas, and she gets why federal spending cuts are on the table.
The social safety net is a huge part of the cost of the federal government. And it's very difficult to tame budget deficits without touching the social safety net.
But Ginther says SNAP benefits were already reduced when the pandemic emergency was lifted, and grocery bills are climbing these days.
We've had huge food inflation, so we're teetering on having more people go hungry by putting these restrictions in place.
Some states already have work requirements for adults in their 50s, including Ginther's state of Kansas. Nearly 10% of people there are food insecure.
And if we do go into a recession, then these policies are going to have a real bite.
She says changes to SNAP would be felt most by children and people with disabilities. But they could have broader consequences, too, even for people who are already working but have unpredictable schedules. Elizabeth Lauerbach is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
Because they might have hours that fluctuate that they can't control when they're going to be scheduled.
And she says one effect would be more pressure on food banks as people look for alternatives to feed their families. I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.